This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Fire news will dominate the headlines over the weekend and into next week as wildfires burn to the north and east, and yesterday to the south as well in southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino County. Governor Jerry Brown has issued an emergency declaration for Trinity County due to the behavior of the Helena Fire that started on Wednesday evening and which by this morning had destroyed dozens of homes and other structures and forced the evacuation of at least 2,000 people. An evacuation center has been established in Weaverville, and large animals can be taken to Loudon Park for temporary shelter. The fire burning east of Weaverville has forced the closure of Highway 299 east of Junction City and west of the Helena Bridge, and it also forced the cancellation of the Trinity Tribal Gathering that was scheduled for Junction City this weekend. An inversion layer kept the smoke from the fire in the area above the blaze overnight, and fire spread was minimal. But triple-digit temperatures and very low humidity are in the forecast for the weekend, and they could hamper firefighting efforts. Air quality in the region ranges from poor to hazardous, and communities across the region have been affected, even here on the coast. The fire news for residents in eastern Del Norte County and in Curry County isn't very rosy either. A community meeting was held in Gaskee last night to update residents on the Eclipse Complex, which has scorched some 70,000 acres in the Klamath National Forest. The complex stretches across parts of Del Norte and Siskiyou counties east of Gaskee in line with Highway 199. The fire has impacted Highway 96, and dense smoke is impacting residents and firefighters alike. To the north and just over the border, Oregon is dealing with the Chetco Bar Fire burning northeast of Brookings. Evacuation orders for residents forced out a week ago remain in effect to the northeast of the city. And yesterday, Curry County Sheriff John Ward issued a Level 2 evacuation order for residents along the Windchuck River east of Peavine Ridge Road. The Level 2 alert means residents should be ready to evacuate at a moment's notice, depending on fire behavior. To the south, the Miller Fire erupted yesterday near Alder Point, and that small vegetation blaze reached some 75 acres before CAL FIRE got a handle on it. Red flag warnings are in place for nearly all interior areas in the region, and motorists headed out for a holiday weekend are encouraged to check road conditions. Arcata police arrested 36-year-old Eureka resident Lauren Wheeler yesterday afternoon after an Arcata police officer spotted him driving dangerously and at a high rate of speed at the intersection of Alliance and Spear. Wheeler fled from an officer who attempted to make a traffic stop, and they then crashed through a fence on Janes Road and ended up in a field. Arcata police, with assistance from the CHP and sheriff's deputies, were able to locate Wheeler and take him into custody. A loaded rifle was found in the pickup, and Wheeler was booked on suspicion of DUI, hit and run, and possession of that loaded firearm. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.